It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
We're happy to be joined this morning by the new president of the organization, Ken Springer. Ken, good morning. Thanks for coming in with us today.
Morning, Tom.
I know you're still kind of getting your feet wet here. You just started, what, a week ago Monday?
Yep.
So just trying to learn names and meet people at this point, I'm sure, for one thing.
Kind of like drinking out of a fire hose.
Well, I'm guessing, you know, do you have business cards yet? Because I'm trying to wonder how you fit the entire name of the organization on there. Or is it an acronym?
It's an acronym at this point. I think we might be shortening that down a little bit. It's always bad when you need hyphens on your business cards.
Ken, tell us a little bit about your background coming here.
Sure. Spent the last 9 years working for Bloomington Normal's Economic Development Council. Before that, native of Southwest Michigan. Grew up outside a very, very small town, population 2,000, called Vicksburg. But it's been great so far here in Galesburg. Just having a great time meeting people and getting to know the community.
I know you said you told me off the air you ended up in Illinois, that you'd gone to grad school at Illinois State, and that's how you ended up working down in that area.
Yep, that's correct. I went to ISU. They have a great graduate program in economic development, which I took advantage of.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. What kind of drew you to being interested in this position?
Well, I was very interested in the chance to build a new organization. Knox County Partnership is a brand new organization starting from scratch. It's a chance for me to implement ideas, have some strategic input on the direction of the organization. And, you know, just when I came here for the interview, it just seemed to click. Everything seemed to click. I like the community. Everybody I've met so far has been really, really cool. I think it's going to be a great opportunity.
What are, I mean, obviously you're still in the formative stages of just from outside looking in, starting out, what are some of the goals of this group? What will it accomplish for this area?
I think at this point, you know, I'm still trying to get networked into the community, and I'm still really learning about what kind of assets and what kind of things we have here to work with in the Knox County area. I think a lot of the fine-tuned programming is going to come later. At this point, I just have a very, very broad goal in mind. I want to create better opportunities for all residents and all businesses here in Knox County.
Which that is such a big thing, and yeah, you've probably heard that we've had a lot of manufacturing in the past that has gone away, and they all say, well, those kind of jobs aren't ever going to come back. I mean, you'd like to have something like that, but it's, I guess, in this day and age, that's not necessarily possible. It just doesn't work the same way as it used to. So I guess it's looking at new technologies and different types of things like that.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, clearly, Galesburg has excellent rail assets, and that's certainly something we can build on. I mean, manufacturing isn't dead in this country. It's just changed. I mean, the era where manufacturing requires huge numbers of employees is really gone, but there's still plenty of manufacturing going on. It's just more higher tech, generally with less personnel.
Yeah. Well, and I think maybe some of it is overcoming a bit of a stigma, because for a number of years, we've had word that, you know, this group was going to come or this group was going to come, and we'd set aside enterprise zones and different things and be promised things that never were delivered. And so I suppose within an area like this, you think, well, I'll believe it when I see it type of thing. And I guess from your group standpoint is trying to help to overcome that and have people actually see something happen.
Yeah, I mean, managing expectations for economic development is really job number one. You've got to make sure that you're not overpromising and that you're not getting out in front of projects if they're not necessarily locked down. The big thing, though, is there's tons of opportunities in this community. And I think that You know, while economic development organizations do tend to look outside a lot about bringing new businesses in, I think there's a lot of opportunities here with existing businesses that may be able to expand. That's a great way to drive your economy, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's one of the big things that may have been overlooked some in the past. Yeah, that's and one of the jobs of organizations like this is to help those businesses expand, like you said.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and you saw in the Bloomington area, that's been one of the focal points of growth in Illinois in a time when Illinois has not done very well. Bloomington Normal has been kind of the island in there that's done well over the years, and I suppose you kind of look at that and say, okay, well, what are they doing right there that's got them doing so well?
Yeah, well, what's interesting is in the Bloomington Normal's Economic Development Organization just started in 2004. So it's really a 10-year-old organization, and for the first five or so years of the EDC in Bloomington Normal, we really only looked internally within the community. We really didn't do a lot of recruitment. We simply unearthed opportunities of businesses that were already there that wanted to expand, and we were very successful just using that as kind of our top line strategy. So it's possible to do that. I think what you're going to see from Knox County Partnership eventually is going to be a more rounded. We're going to be looking outside. We're going to be looking inside. I think you're going to see a full fledged slate of programming. But certainly we can't ignore local businesses. We can't ignore local business owners.
So the first goal is, rather than all the square footage they're going to build in Dallas and Phoenix, we're going to get State Farm to come here, right? And build 15 million square foot of office space.
I'll start working on that right away.
Talking with Ken Spreger, he is the new president of the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development, a new organization here in Galesburg to help out with economic development in Galesburg and the Knox County area. You mentioned the railroad earlier. I got to ask you, in your short time here, have you gotten caught by a train yet?
I did actually only once, and it was on my way home from the interview, and I was just like, okay, all right, I got to get used to this, you know.
Well, it won't be that long till you won't have to worry about it, though. We've got the two overpasses open now, and it won't be long till on East Main that we'll have an underpass going under the track. So at some point, you won't have to worry about it.
And those are just beautiful projects.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, and one of those infrastructure things that just makes it a more attractive community to come into.
Absolutely.
All right. Ken Spreger, the president of the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. What's kind of your process now, obviously, kind of getting your feet wet, and it's a brand new organization, like you said, networking. I mean, what's kind of on the agenda for, say, the first 6 months for you?
First 6 months for me is really going to be about building relationships. Again, this is establishing an organization from the ground up. So there's lots of little things that you wouldn't probably think about having to do that we got to do. I mean, you know, something as simple as we got to come up with a logo. You know, Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. We got to shorten that down a little bit so it fits on a business card. But really, it's getting networked into the community, getting enmeshed, really getting out and listening to what people want, and getting the story from the folks who have been longtime residents here. That's a big part of the first 6 months. After that, you're going to see me rolling out some programming that's going to be designed to take advantage of the community strengths. And you know, all of this is going to be done with great oversight from our board and our stakeholders.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we were talking a little before we went on the air. You're wanting this to be a kind of a tight-knit group, a group that can get things done without getting too large.
Yeah, I mean, there's a tendency in economic development. I mean, economic development is such a broad category. I mean, you can do so many different things and call it economic development. I'm of a mind that I like to find a niche. I want to find a few things that we do really, really well and make that the focus of the Knox County Partnership.
Is this organization unique in the fact that the public-private partnership, do you see much of that? I know you have your master's in economic development. Is that something that you see around the nation, or is this kind of unique?
It's not unique. It is. You will see that around the nation. It really is the best practice for economic development. You know, in the past, there's been a lot of municipally-led economic development organizations, and that's a model that's still around, but what you're seeing more and more communities going to is this public-private partnership model.
Mm-hmm. Ken, how did you become involved in how all this works? I know in my trips to where you were from originally, Southwest Michigan, pretty big tourist area. You get around Michigan City, up in Benton Harbor area, and of course along the lake. But Michigan's done a pretty good job of pointing out the benefits that it has to other people to come visit. Has that impacted you at all?
It certainly has impacted me as of late. I mean, the Pure Michigan branding campaign, I mean, what a great campaign that was. I think that's like a $50 million endeavor done by the state of Michigan. And it's funny because I'll go to like a grocery store, and I've literally heard people asking for Pure Michigan wines and products from, you know, Pure Michigan, as if it was a product brand. And for a state to be able to launch something like that, I think that's an excellent way for Michigan to brand themselves. And I think it has a lot to do with how that state has turned itself around. Mm-hmm. I wish we could get something like that here in Illinois.
I said we have to borrow the money from the Chinese, though. It'll be pure Chinese Illinois.
Well, Michigan's a little like Illinois in the fact you've got Detroit, which is kind of an albatross in some respects to the rest of the state financially, where, you know, we've got Chicago and the rest of Illinois, and so there's similarities there, I guess.
It's definitely been a tough environment to do economic development in the state of Illinois in the past few years. My only hope is that, you know, maybe we've turned the corner. Maybe there's some things that are starting to change right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ken. Well, we want to thank you for taking the time to join us here this morning. I know once we'll let you kind of get into your role and get established, and we'll have you on again.
Love to come back. Thank you so much.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.